You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Sulo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, my special guest is Kathleen Monroe. She is the director of the Musica Dulce Youth String Ensemble. Welcome back, Kathleen.
Thank you so much for inviting me back. I'm excited to be here.
It was great to have you the last time, and I'm sure there's a lot of things that have happened to the organization since the last time we talked. So let's start with a little bit about that. I know we're going to have something to talk about tonight in the way of a Pops concert coming up, but what's been happening in the past, in the last few months? You've been going along on your regular schedule? Where have you been?
Well, we've been working really hard. We have more members that have just joined our organization. We have quite a few students that have joined our organization from the surrounding areas in Connecticut and Rhode Island, and we're doing really well practicing each week at the Neighborhood Center in Pawcatuck, Connecticut, and we're working really hard for our concert on May 1st.
Now, Youth String Ensemble means that you have to be under the age of what?
From 6 to 18.
Okay.
We have three separate groups for different levels of ability. We have the festival strings for the younger children. We have the youth string ensemble for the intermediate level students. And we have the chamber players for the more advanced, mostly high school students for that level.
Excellent. And then this all takes place in Pawcatuck, Connecticut. And you perform occasionally at the George Kent Performance Hall in Westerly, right?
Yes.
All right.
We'll be there on May 1st for
our
concert.
We're going to talk a lot about the Pops thing on May 1st. And we have lots of different subjects and lots of music that you brought with you tonight for us to listen to. And so we're going to need a roadmap, I think, to figure out what piece of music. But I know this first one you brought, you're pretty excited about. It's called In the Cool Department.
Yes.
And why? What is that? Is that a play on words or?
Yes. Well, it's a very cool piece.
Okay.
And it was actually written in 2010. And we have three soloists for that particular piece. We have a clarinet soloist, who is Dr. Robert Hayden, who plays regularly with Musica Dulce Chamber Orchestra. He was a clarinetist in the Air Force Band, and he's an orthodontist in Westerly. And we have, for our trumpet solo, we have Jose Cordero, who was the principal trumpet with the Coast Guard Band for many years, and he also has played with the Musica Dulce Chamber Orchestra. And we also have our concert mistress, Grace Duplanchet, as our violin soloist in that particular piece. In the Cool Department was composed by Scott Watson, as I said, in 2010.
All right. Should we listen to that now?
Sounds great.
Well, here we go. Thank you. Well, I definitely feel in a cool mood now. That is a great piece of music. You were right. You told me I like it. I did. It's very nice.
I'm glad.
And the Musica Dolce Youth String Ensemble. Tell us, what kind of music is it? All like that last piece we heard, or is it jazzier, or is it classical, or is there any one particular genre that you like the best?
I like to expose the young musicians to a variety of pieces, and especially contemporary composers, because we often play well-known classical composers such as Bach, Beethoven, Handel, Mozart, Rimsky-Korsakov, but there are so many wonderful contemporary composers. We have Alan Lee Silva, Shirl J. Atwell, who I really like, Shirl J. Atwell. She does some wonderful things with her compositions. And also Larry Clark's Fable, and that's one of my favorites also.
Oh, I think we're gonna play that in a minute, right? But I have another question for you first. The Musica Dolce Youth String Ensemble is a spinoff, I think I'm correct in saying, of the parent group, which was established, what, 1995, something like that?
Yes. The Youth String Ensemble was established in 1995. In addition to the Musica Dolce Chamber Orchestra, which was formed in 1992 by Dr. Joseph Cheo, who is the current director.
Okay.
Dr. Paul Rosenblum is the associate conductor, and the Musica Dolce String Quartets perform school concerts and public performances throughout the year, and the Chamber Orchestra performs a seasonal classics concert in December. In fact, this year, the Youth String Ensemble was involved in that as well. We performed along with the Adult Chamber Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
And
they have their own schedule then, a separate kind of schedule.
Yes, they have their own separate schedule, but we do perform with them usually once annually. And as far as the Youth String Ensemble, we have three different groups. We have the Youth String Ensemble and the Chamber Players, which rehearse weekly from September through May. We have the Festival Strings, which are a younger group of children who rehearse for 6 weeks before the December and May concerts. And we also accept new members in September and in January. Students must be studying privately, and we ask that their private teacher recommend them to perform in one of our three groups.
So this is done by a recommendation, not necessarily an audition, right?
No, we just audition them for seating purposes only. But as far as everyone is accepted into Musica Dolce, because we have a group for every ability level.
So if I were to go there, I probably wouldn't get a seat.
No, no. As long as you're under 18 or under.
Oh, I don't qualify then. All right. Well, you mentioned earlier this piece of music, Fable. Tell us about that.
Well, this particular piece, Fable, by Larry Clark, it has different sections to it. It's almost like a movie. It sounds like background music for a movie. It's really a sweet piece, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Thank you.
was Fable and a very nice piece of music. And speaking of nice pieces of music, this next one is going to be recognized by a lot of people in our audience, I'm sure, particularly if they're over the age of, let's say, 35, maybe 45.
Exactly. In fact, I wanted to say something about that this particular piece. It's Send in the Clowns from the musical A Little Night Music by Stephen Sondheim. It was written in 1973.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephen Sondheim actually wrote the lyrics and the music. And
I think he wrote the words too.
Yes, he did.
Okay, good.
Right. And one very interesting thing, in fact, we were just talking about it. When I was a student at URI, Judy Collins came to URI and she performed this piece, Send in the Clowns. And actually, it was a very famous piece for her.
Sure, absolutely.
Also.
That's what put her on the map. Certainly put the song on the map.
Yes.
I mean, it came a long way from when he first wrote it.
Yes, so I have a fond recollection of that particular concert, and it's a beautiful piece with strings.
All right, close your eyes and try to imagine Kathleen in the 1970s at URI listening to Judy Collins, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more of Musica Dulce, Youth String Ensemble. The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Sulo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Sulo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Suo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuoart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. We are back on Conducting Conversations and speaking with Kathleen Curran Monroe, who is the director of the Musica Dulce Youth String Ensemble. And we're finding out all about the Youth String Ensemble and what they're up to and listening to some great music. And Kathleen, it's, you know, it's fun to have you here because you have such a different kind of music, you know, a little bit of everything here, it seems, tonight. We're going to hear some neat things coming up, too. Now, the ensemble is obviously a nonprofit organization.
Yes.
And that means you're probably looking occasionally for support, not only people who come out to the concerts, but other kinds of support, right?
Yes. In fact, we have many students at this point that are on scholarship, so we're always very happy to have donations, and we are part of the Musica Dulce organization. We're the under the umbrella of the Musica Dulce organization. So, Musica Dulce is actually a nonprofit organization, and the Youth String Ensemble then falls under that category as well. So, any donations are tax deductible, and they're gladly accepted. We also have a website people can go to find out more about the organization. The Musica Dulce .org is the main organization, and we also have the Musica Dulce Youth at AOL.com if you'd like to email me and let me know if you'd like to donate to our organization, and I'll also even give my phone number, 401-596-5225, and I'd be glad to talk to you about any of these possibilities.
All right, so that's Musica, M-U-S-I-C-A, Dulce, D-O-L-C-E, .org, and that'll be the website for you. So that's good. And if you're lonely and you have nothing to do, call Kathleen, and she'll talk to you about it. And fill in all the little details of things you wanted to know. But we're actually talking about a concert coming up on Sunday, May 1st. What time of day is that going to be?
It's at 3 p.m.
3 o'clock at the George Kent.
At the George Kent Performance Hall, and it's at 119 High Street in Westerly.
All right. It's a great space. If you haven't been there, I've had the privilege of attending a few events there, and it's just a fun place to go. It gives you, to me, traveling around and having the opportunity to be in lots of big, big theaters all around the country. Whenever I go there, it feels like home. It feels like, you know, typical New England, nice, friendly atmosphere.
And, yes, it's a beautiful place. And the acoustics are really wonderful. So the children enjoy playing there very much. It sounds great.
All right. You have a piece of music now called Red Pepper. And I presume this has nothing to do with a salad, but tell me what it's about.
This particular piece, Red Pepper, is a lot of fun to perform. It's based on traditional Zydeco music and Cajun fiddling. And the students really, really enjoyed performing this piece.
Thank you. wonderful music brought to us by the Youth String Ensemble, Musica Dolce Youth String Ensemble. And Kathleen, we should make it clear that that music that we just listened to was not actually your ensemble, right? That's a
No.
recording that's put together by a group that prepares music for students?
Yes, it's actually part of the Editor's Choice Recorded Orchestra Series, which is exclusively from the J.W. Pepper Company.
However, the remainder of the music we'll be listening to tonight will be from
Yes.
your ensemble. And that leads us to another subject of how they are kind of like one big happy family. And it's really kind of an interesting thing. When something like this gets started, it just kind of snowballs, right?
Yes, that's correct. We have many students that have been with Musica Dolce Youth String Ensemble for 9 years or more, and it's so great to be together. We really know each other well, and it's a wonderful subject matter to be able to share. I'm passionate about this organization, and the students are deeply committed as well. We have a disc that I have brought from 2003, which has wind and brass players. And many of the students on this particular CD went on into the fields of music in various capacities, such as music composition, music performance, music education, and music management. So, and I also remain deeply connected to all of these students. We have former members of Musica Dolce Youth String Ensemble who now donate to the organization as adults.
That's great. And someone that goes into music management, do they tell the music to stand in the corner, or what? How does that work?
Yes, music management—it's rather involved. I think it's setting up different engagements for different
artists
and so
forth. Almost like an agent type of thing.
I believe so. Yes.
All right, that makes sense. That makes real good sense. All right, I want to talk to you about a letter that you received, but not right now. Let's get to this this piece of music, because we're going to go to a break, and then we'll come back and talk more about the family atmosphere and some letters that you might have received in the past. But tell us about this first piece off of the 2003 CD called Motif, I believe.
Yes, Motif is by Cheryl J. Atwell. She's a wonderful, wonderful composer, and it's a beautiful piece, and we really enjoy playing. Every piece we've performed that Cheryl J. Atwell has composed has been very enjoyable and rather difficult, but the children got a lot of satisfaction in learning it and performing it.
All right. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more. Thank you. The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Sulo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Sulo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Sulo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuloart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We're having a very pleasant evening listening to some great music provided to us by Musica Dulce Youth String Ensemble, which is a spin-off of Musica Dulce Orchestra. And you can find out information about them by going to their website at musicadulce.org and find out everything you want to know. You can even give Kathleen a call, who is sitting here with us, bring us all this information. Kathleen, we left off with talking about the family atmosphere that you created there at the orchestra. And when you occasionally send letters out just reminding people that about the orchestra, sometimes you get some interesting things back, right?
Yes. In fact, I'd say every year I probably get a couple of letters that really bring a tear to my eye. This is a labor of love on my part, directing this group. It's a wonderful, wonderful group. And this year I received a letter from an alumni named Ian O'Brien, who played the viola in our string ensemble, and he sent me a lovely letter, and I'd like to read it to you if
sure,
you don't mind.
Sure, share it with us. That'd be great.
Dear Mrs. Monroe, as an alumnus of Musica Dulce Youth String Ensemble, I always enjoy getting your seasonal updates in the mail. It is wonderful to see that you are all still going strong and bringing music to the community. I wanted to write a few lines to let you know about my experiences since I was a young violist in your orchestra. I actually decided that in college I would give up playing viola as my major instrument and switch to voice, which led me on a rather strange but wonderful journey into the world of opera. I have since moved on to become a young artist with Opera Tampa in Florida under the direction of Cheryl Milnes. I've been fortunate enough to sing for some really important people in the opera world, people like Joan Dornman, Fabrizio Milano, and Carlisle Floyd. I'll even be singing in an awards gala this February, presenting an award to Placido Domingo.
Wow.
Musica Dulce was an important force in my musical education. No classroom can substitute for the experience of playing in an actual orchestra, especially one where the other musicians are as engaged as you are. I learned many things during my seasons with Musica Dulce Youth String Ensemble, not the least of which was how to learn what was at the time challenging music and perform it at the highest level. Those skills and experiences helped launch what I hope will become a successful performance career. I want to thank you, and I want you to know that I consider Musica Dulce as one of the most important stepping stones in my musical life. Thank you for everything that you do. I believe it is fundamentally one of the more important aspects of a young person's, never mind musician's, education.
Wow, that's an amazing letter. And that should kind of stimulate people that are listening to this show. If you have children or grandchildren or whatever, get them involved in this, and you never know what can happen, right?
Yes, it's a wonderful experience. I think every child should have this opportunity.
Excellent, excellent. And we're going to get now to some music again, and this is from the 2003 CD you brought us, which was recorded at the Armory in Westerly.
Yes, at the Westerly Armory.
Right. And this next piece is what? Jesu, I believe you're going to...
Yes, okay. Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring by Johann Sebastian Bach.
Well, Kathleen, another hour has gone by with some great music provided by Musica Dolce, and we are here mostly to remind people about the concert coming up on Sunday afternoon, May 1st, 3 o'clock at the George Kent Performance Hall, 119 High Street in beautiful downtown Westerly. Check it out if you haven't been there, and that is the best way to support this organization is with your attendance and your donation. The cost for this concert, I'm going to mention it because I want to make sure this is right. It says $5.
$5.
$5 is the cost to attend the concert.
That is the cost.
Well, I think that people might want to do more than that. If they are so moved, they can probably do that, right? If they would like to make a further donation.
Oh, yes. We have a lovely donation box in the back of the auditorium. So if you'd love to give more, we'd be very happy to have more of a donation if you can afford it.
Right. And for more information, you can call Kathleen at 401-596-5225. So 596-5225. And give her a call anytime up to, now you have a thing yes. with your students that you call a hotline,
yes,
right?
We have the hotline if they need their instrument tuned or if they want to play a little selection from a piece that they've been working on. And I tell them to call before 11 p.m. because then I need my beauty sleep. But I've had many people calling the hotline for various reasons.
All right. So there's a way to do that. You can also do it by going to a website, right?
Yes.
Getting information at
musicadolce.org. Or they are welcome to email me at musicadolceyouth@aol.com.
Excellent. So now you know how to get in contact and help support this wonderful program and keep those letters like we read in the last segment coming in, because a lot of people have been influenced by this group and continue to be. So let's show them our support. We have some more music to listen to. We're going to ask you to describe this last piece for us. And then if we have time, we might even play some others after that. But let's talk about this one.
Yes, this next piece is the Radetzky March, Opus 228 by Johann Strauss. And it's arranged by Merle J. Isaac. It's with full orchestra, and it was recorded in 2003 at the Westerly Armory.
Well, Kathleen, thank you so much for being here, and we look forward to seeing you again real soon.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I really enjoyed it.
All right. See you all next week on Conducting Conversations.
We'll be right back.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Zullo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the historic Velvet Mills Complex in Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.